There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program in concert with John Cremins, who is the doctor of shopology at mycoolinventions.com and responsible for bringing lots of great ideas to the surface, lots of people to light. So we have light, energy, hope, and purpose. How's that, John? I never knew you were that good, right?
No, but that's great. You build me up wonderfully.
Build you a buttercup. Jennifer Horn, yeah. Speaking of buttercups.
Hey, Jennifer.
Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli.
Hello. Hello. And today's his birthday.
Oh. And Roberta's here, too?
Yeah.
Double trouble.
How about
We've got the whole gang here today.
We have the whole world in our hands.
Rich isn't here, though.
No, we can do it without him, though.
He's inherited us.
Is it vacation?
So let's get to the people who will be in our focus here for the next hour. Four contenders, four people who have ideas, who have entrepreneurial spirit, who would like to get a business started, and they've done it with an invention that has been vetted by John and Akos Jadkura, who also is connected to mycoolinventions.com. You'll see both their pictures as you go there. So each day during the week, there are presentations. People pitch certain products, and they discuss with Akos and John how the product works. And so we bring them all together here on Friday to get an ultimate vote. So you'll be able to listen to all these people in their pitches, and John will explain what the deal is with each one of them.
Yeah.
And then we'll ask some questions just for clarification. And you will vote at mycoolinventions.com for one of these four. And you've put codes up so people will know who to vote
for.
Yes,
I have. I put the keywords up for each of the inventors. And also, as well, you can vote just right from the website at mycoolinventions.
By the way, the winner for last week's combined show, the Easy Faceplate, got 60% thumbs up. Go With Me chair 39%. The Progressive Fitness Platform 1%. I found that hard to believe, actually.
Well, you know the fitness platform is just the pitch, right?
Yeah, it was a bad pitch.
Everybody
else shows the difference. That's actually quite telling.
Yeah,
the idea is pretty good.
Yeah, they just like the other two, you know, a lot better.
Yeah, well, the Easy Faceplate was an easy sell, easy to understand, and the guy did a good job with it.
And this week, I mean, our inventors this week actually very innovative. We have a woman who created a thing called the Beach Perch.
Really?
Shoshana Soosh. I met her at the Charleston Inventors Association meeting up in South Carolina a couple weeks ago when I went.
Yeah.
And she's got a very interesting invention. We had a guy from Arizona who listens to KAAA out there, and he had a disposable pet toothbrush. And I looked in and said, wait, don't they already have those?
Yeah.
But
they're all disposable, and you don't even throw them away.
Yeah, he listens religiously to our show. Yeah, and he likes when we're together with you because he listens to the show a lot.
Yeah.
And he, it's different. It's not a toothbrush. It's different than that. And we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
Another guy that came on, and actually he's an engineer and works on the line at Chrysler in Detroit. WDTK up there he listens. Mm-hmm. And he created a thing called Fan Time. He actually makes the Chrysler 200, the new one
that's
out there. Actually, yeah, my son, John, my oldest son,
is a very good
one.
Car. I rent cars, I always rent 200 or 300 from Chrysler. They're very good cars.
Very nice car. I mean, a good looking car. And then his Fan Time was there. And then the other guy is for people that we have that, you know, are truck drivers, over the road drivers that have those big, you know, semis, and they have those straps that they have to, you know, put on everything to keep it from falling off.
Yeah.
Well, to wrap those back up are pretty hard to do.
Yes,
he created something that's like a drill bit that goes into a regular drill.
Yeah.
And it zips them up fast.
Zips them up. Well, I will tell you, I have dozens of those for use on the farm for keeping hay on the trailers, and they are a pain, especially when it's cold. It is miserable trying to wrap those things up. So that sounds good. Okay, so we're going to introduce you in a moment to Gregory Murdoch, or at least he'll have a 60 seconds for his pitch. You'll hear that. It's the liaison crank. Liaison, is that how you pronounce it?
Liaison.
Liaison, whatever. Anyway, this is very cool stuff. Jason Maseko, am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Fan time. Stephen Riddell with the disposable pet toothbrush. That sounds like something that may or may not attacking our attention. And then Shoshana Soosh, the beach perch. All right, all those will be in our spotlight in terms of what you're going to be able to hear. And you'll be able to vote by texting an approval to one of these four to 22333, or you can vote for them at mycoolinventions.com. So we'll get started with our first pitch of the week in a matter of moments. A couple of other stories that are important to inventions and to the spirit that we have set up in our country of helping people. As a matter of fact, this company that I'm going to talk about now came about as a result of the founder having a couple of different issues with his being. And one of them was having bags and puffiness under his eyes because he was an inventor and he was also someone who was a salesman. And you put those together, you can have long days and long nights. So he had bags and puffiness under his eyes, and he went to a scientist who used plant stem cell technology. And they came up with a formula that's now known as GenuCell. GenuCell from plant stem cell therapy or technology is a serum that you put, John, under the bags and puffiness in your eyes. Roberta have used it and Jennifer's had it. And a lot of people like it, love it. For the first time, you get another product, Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which takes care of the dark circles under your eyes and around your eyes. The two products come together as one. You buy GenuCell, a regular supply. The folks at Chamonix were going to send you the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, as this is a way to get to the beauty of your eyes. 800-543-9262. That's the number to call now for GenuCell. Order it. They'll send you Platinum Dark Circle Treatment free. You'll also get free express shipping, and you'll be able to pick from one of three luxury gifts that you get as well with the order. 800-543-9262. All kinds of good reasons, right reasons, strong reasons to do this. There's no reason not to do it because it's guaranteed or your money back. And let's face it, a lot of people get up early, work hard through the day, have, they've compromised their eyes because the eyes, the skin around the eyes is very tender. And so it seems the first to reflect the fact that you're working hard, not getting enough rest. So fix the problem of the dark circles and the bags and the puffiness and the lines by calling 800-543-9262. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you. Hurry up. This sale won't be around forever. 800-543-9262.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
do you celebrate your anniversary? With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our Love for Color anniversary sale, August 14th through the 17th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room. It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
This is a great way for millennials to start a life, a career of their own. If you've got ideas, this is the place to be for entrepreneurs, for inventors. This is a way for you to not spend any money, get a lot of exposure on this program and the one that John does with Akos Jankura. Let's get started with our first contestant this week, Gregory Murdoch and the Liaison Crank. This apparently is attributed to his wife, though, right?
Yeah, actually, yeah. His wife, Catherine, came up with the idea, so then he went to make it work. So he created the thing called the Liaison Crank, and what it does, pretty much for people that have trucks or flatbed cargo-carrying vehicles, they have those straps. And there's this little winch area that, you know, that you normally would just kind of hand crank or, you know, try to move around to make it work.
Pain.
Right?
It's a pain.
Yeah.
So
he created a drill bit that fits right into any high-power drill, put it in there, and zip, done, in seconds. And the video of it on his website was pretty interesting. So I said, well, yeah, look, we need to have this guy on the show. It's kind of an interesting product. His pitch was okay. You want to take a listen?
Yeah, let's do it. 60 seconds. Here is Gregory Murdoch on the Liaison Crank.
First, give an honor to God and my beautiful wife, Catherine, of 23 years, who inspired the creation of this simple tool in the summer of 2007. The concept of Liaison Crank is a strong metal bit which fits securely into most cordless rechargeable drills. All flatbed and log hauling trucks and trailers which requires rolling up of cargo straps can use this tool. These cargo straps, when you wind them by hand, are normally difficult and sometimes dirty and can take several minutes repeatedly on a flatbed trailer. This over time can cause serious wrist pain or carpal tunnel, which with Liaison Crank's unique design and a cordless drill, cargo straps of any length can be quickly cranked onto winches in a time-saving, clean, safe, and effortless fashion. So, check us out on YouTube at Liaison Crank.
All right, you know what happens with a lot of people who are used to, if this is not your career, but you are thinking about doing so, some sort of thing, I would ask both Roberta and Jennifer, who come from a line. Jennifer has a creative father, and she's in a creative business. In addition to doing this program, she and her father run CRN Digital Talk in Los Angeles. Roberta has been involved in any number of businesses. Her father was a restaurateur, and that's how she learned her independence, I think, as much as anything else. And I think that's an important component to making these things work. You got to think independently. The old cornball expression now is out of the box.
Yeah.
Right.
I would say, you know, I would say about this pitch, I know we like to review these.
Yeah.
The thing that was missing for me is when I heard, like, in the first few sentences, it sunk in that this doesn't apply to me, and I just kind of tuned out. So I would probably say in future pitches for this gentleman, make it something that, you know, you can really reach out to somebody.
For women bringing this. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Give something to grab me, because otherwise I kind of go, well.
Roberta, you agree?
Yes.
I kind kind of agree too, and you know, and to start the pitch with, you know, saying I'm thankful to this and that, it kind of takes away from your pitch.
Yeah, it's get like, to the pitch.
Get to the pitch.
Get right to it.
You're
60
selling
seconds.
Something
get
here.
Get to it.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Good. Thank you. Next pitch up and coming. 21 after. My Cool Inventions. Good day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli from Good Day are here to listen and talk about these pitches. There are four of them. We heard from Gregory Murdoch, the liaison crank, and the criticism just basically was it didn't appeal to me because I'm a woman, and he seemed to think Gregory seemed to be pitching it to men. So that's something to be addressed, although to be fair, there aren't a lot of women who would use this product, John. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's true. It's also a niche product, right?
Yeah, very niche.
It's not something that would be everybody has to have one of in their house.
But they're handy to have, I'll tell you that. That would be a great thing for me on the farm, people that are trying to strap things down on a truck or a trailer or something. Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. Next up is Jason Masick. Is that how I pronounce the name?
Masicko? Masicko, yep.
Masicko.
He's out of Detroit. Yep. Great guy. He works in Chrysler. He's on the Chrysler 200 line of cars up there. And what we found is we've had a lot of inventors from the Detroit area. It's a huge, yeah, it's very, you know, you look at it, and they've had such bad luck over the last, you know, 10, 20 years. I mean, the city's going down, right? They've had a lot, but there are a lot of people, there's that innovative spirit still there.
Yep.
And there are a lot of, we get a lot of inventors from that area. And this guy, Jason, came up with a thing called Fan Time. Now, when we first looked at it, I'm thinking, I go to any hotel, I've got this. Because basically what it is, he envisioned a fan switch that wouldn't be just like a light on and off switch. You know, on some bathrooms, you turn it on, the fan automatically comes on.
Right, yep.
This would be like a timer. Now, it could be a digital timer, a mechanical timer, but you'd be able to set it for certain times so the fan doesn't keep running all the time. And I'm going, I think a lot of hotels have that already.
Hmm.
At least I think so.
Yeah.
He had come up with a kind of a technical way of doing it, and it didn't sound that bad after we got talking.
But it does sound redundant. I'm with you. Well, let's listen to the pitch and see if we agree. The ladies will examine their feelings about the pitch after we hear from Jason Masicko, the Fan Time.
Have you ever walked past the bathroom and realized that someone has left the fan on, or even worse, didn't leave it on? Or have you ever came home from work and heard the fan running in the bathroom and knew that it had been running for hours? Dyke can solve both problems at once with the fan time switch. It's a fan switch that cosmetically looks like a normal fan or light switch, but has a built-in timer. The length of time can be set underneath the switch cover. It can be set from 5 minutes to 45 minutes, and it's an Energy Saver compliant product. Flip the switch as normal, and when the timer runs out, the switch resets itself. It will be available in white and almond colors, and the fan time switch will save you time, save you money, and save your nuts.
Hi, ladies. You get 30 seconds apiece. What do you think, Jennifer? You can start. Well, maybe not.
She was so blown over by it that she passed out.
Jennifer?
Ready? Did you hear what I blip? Yeah, anyway, I think that it could have used a little more jazz in the pitch, but I get the need for this. You know, the automatic home, I would have probably started something like the automatic home is the wave of the future, blah, 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 you know, and maybe made it seem a little more compelling that way. But I get it. I mean, gosh, how often do we forget things like that all the time? I think it's kind of cool.
All right. What about you, Roberta?
I personally didn't see the need for it. There's already timers that you can put on lights and things.
John, what makes it different? That's a good point. What makes it different?
Yeah, I mean, I have them all over my house.
He wants to, make it more of an LED. See, he didn't have a real good diagram or picture, so I had to create something. And that's why, you know, my imagination limits it. He wanted to have something that was kind of a, it could be an automatic timer that had an LED display on it, or a little latch cover that would be right underneath the switch that you could set different times. Mm-hmm. So all he's trying to do, I think, is improve on an already existing invention. Send them back to the USPTO website, which is the United States Patent and Trademark Office website, USPTO.gov. I said, I want you to go in there and I want you to search for fan switches. I want you to search for light switches and light timers and see if there's anything similar. Because if there is, you've stepped on somebody's toes. Uh-huh. But if there's not, you've come up with a way to improve maybe an already existing idea that is not on the market yet.
Got it.
Did
All
you
right.
mention the price?
Half, I don't know. Hold on a minute. 28 past the hour. Good day.
When farmers and ranchers butt heads with animal rights activists, a nonprofit called the Center for Food Integrity acts to ensure the story is accurate. More today on the Successful Farming Radio Magazine.
Visionaries. They are the promise of our rural communities. And Farm Credit wants to honor them. Farm Credit 100, Fresh Perspectives, is a nationwide search for 100 men and women who are changing the face and future of rural America. In addition to sharing their stories, 10 honorees will receive a $10,000 cash prize. Nominate someone today at farmcredit100.com.
When the Kansas City-based Center for Food Integrity has one of its animal care review panels watch an undercover farm video, the real story comes out. The CEO of the CFI, Charlie Arnott, says the review panel experts are able to separate the fact from the fiction.
We've gotten good feedback, particularly from the restaurant and retail sector, who have said this has been extremely helpful because we were receiving pressure from an activist group to take action or to make a decision about one practice or another. Obviously, their suppliers are weighing in to try and encourage them to take a different kind of action or view it in another light. This gives them a source of information that isn't intended to drive an outcome. It's really just intended to provide them that independent point of view, which then helps them make decisions that are consistent with what they want to do and consistent with their brand.
Arnott says restaurants and food retailers appreciate the reviews.
I think it's really a credit to those organizations that are willing to have a review and to go through the process, even though they are not guaranteed any kind of an outcome.
Learn more at foodintegrity.org. For the Successful Farming Radio.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Gary Zorn. Going once. Twice. Okay, we got to move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
If you're an inventor, an entrepreneur, this program is all about pushing you to the next level. I'm Doug Steffen with my colleagues Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn from the Good Day program, and my pal John Cremens, who is the doctor of shopology from My Cool Inventions Radio, mycoolinventions.com. We're going through this week's contestants so that you'll be able to vote later on who you think deserves to win. And then when they win, John, I have you explain each week where that takes them. What's this all about? What's the progression here?
Well, what we're trying to do is trying to figure out if their invention or their product, you know, has a resonance with the audience, with, right, with people that might come and try to buy it.
Uh-huh.
Because basically, we have an innovation agreement with the folks at HSN. Matter of fact, it was just announced the other day on NASDAQ that HSN is working with a group of innovation experts, us included, you know, Michael Inventions.
Right.
And basically, we're a feeder. So what we do is we get these inventors, we talk to them, we go through, we sort them out, and the good ones, the ones that kind of get the big thumbs up and we can see that it's an invention that maybe HSN would want to have on their show,
yeah,
they'll be putting those products on prime time. Now, we already have one show for Michael Inventions coming up in September, the early part of September, where some of the inventors from the show will be there and actually will have their products featured on HSN to about 95
so cool.
million homes.
Good.
So,
yes, it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, their initial quantities, they were looking anywhere from 3,000 to 5,000 pieces.
Wow.
So imagine, you know, if you're an inventor, you blow those out like,
yeah,
that gets you another order. The first order is the easy one. If you don't sell out, you don't get a second time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So this could be very interesting, and we're excited about it.
Yeah, sure.
And this innovation program is going to continue with HSN for the rest of the year. And they've got some pretty big names that are helping them out.
What it does is bring confidence. If you're a good speaker, you've got a better idea, or if you're sort of like on your way, we're here to help you do a better presentation. I think that I remember the first time I was on television, I read the teleprompter, and I thought it was easy. Then the teleprompter broke.
Yeah,
we've all been there and done that. So you get in a situation where we listen, we give these people a minute to pitch their product. It's great as a baptism of fire, so that you understand how to do this, because you've got to know how to present your product in order to do it well. And the best example we can point to is just last week, where these presenters came on. The best one, in terms of not the product necessarily, but the way it was presented, won the day. The fellow who had a good product but didn't present it well didn't do well at all. So that's part of the key, is knowing what you have. You got to understand how to ad lib. You got to know your product and not to kid around.
Speaking about the teleprompter, I mean, when I've done infomercials before, I've had that happen.
Yeah.
We're shooting a long form, which is what they call 2830, which is like a 30-minute infomercial.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's 20, 30 pages of script that you have to remember. And I memorize mine.
Yeah.
Because I'm always afraid that if something happens on that teleprompter, I don't want to mess up and have to start all over again and do a take over and over again. I mean, we just shot one was a couple weeks ago that I did for a health company, and basically I was done in 2.5 hours.
Really?
That's the fastest long form infomercial that I've ever done. Usually takes a day.
I did a lot. Yeah, I did a long form. I did a couple of long forms at a place in Florida a number of years ago, about 20 years ago, an infomercial on a couple of products, nutraceutical products.
Yeah.
And the doctor that was the expert that I was interviewing was a real dud.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You get that.
Oof.
But those kind of productions can take all day.
All day.
There's one that's running right now. The longest one I've ever had was my Dr. Ho infomercial, the Ho Physio Belt. And it's running still, six years later.
Yeah.
The Ho Physio Belt. It's
Dr.
Thing
Ho.
Dr. Ho. It's a traction belt for your midsection.
I was hoping we could keep moving, because Jennifer was going to be bound.
She's taking it in another direction.
Oh, my God. Jennifer Horn, Roberto Fasinelli with John Cremins and Doug Steffen. Ho, ho, ho. Santa Claus. Yeah. All right.
Shoot,
so let's get to our third inventor, Stephen Riddell, with something that most people will not understand until it is presented, the disposable pet toothbrush.
Yeah, this guy's actually very interesting. At first I thought it was a toothbrush. I'm thinking, well, I think they already have toothbrushes for dogs and cats. This is more like a swab. But what he's saying is that there's something similar to it in the marketplace right now that's kind of used for this, but it's not exclusive to that. So what he wants to do is trying to redesign this this brush swab, if you will, so that it could go with any pet. And as far as expense goes, extremely inexpensive. But it seems to work. He's using it like his modified version on his pets,
right.
And he likes it. So he actually did a pretty good pitch, I think. Let's take a listen to it, and then you guys
see how authentic. Everybody wants authentic. That's the word of the day.
Yeah.
Is it authentic? So let's see if Stephen Riddell sounds authentic.
Everyone knows when their pet has bad breath, it's the first thing that hits you. My new disposable tooth and gum cleaner will end those stinky smells from your pet's breath once a day and throw it away. Keeps the breath fresh, rids germs that cause bad breath from the teeth and the gums, helps stop high vet bills for teeth cleaning and extractions. These brushes just roll into a dog's mouth from their jowl, and you just twist them around the teeth. If the brush feels scummy, just rinse and do it again. I use them on my dog's teeth every night. Even when they're being feisty and they bite down, they won't hurt their teeth. While you're twisting, get their gums as well. Use dry or wet, with or without your favorite paste. Pets and groomers will love the cost when having to bill their customers for cleaning. Just $1.50 or so for two brushes or larger discounts for larger dogs. It's a win-win for pets, owners, vets, and groomers. Only seconds a day for a breath that doesn't...
All right, time's up. What did he miss? What did he leave out?
Nothing. But that was the last couple of words, and that was done.
All right, so Jennifer, are you buying one of these?
Yeah, actually, I like this, because you know what? He started off with everybody's pet has stinky breath, and you know what?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Everybody can relate to it. Yep. Love it. Good
All
job.
Right, Roberta, you and Jennifer both have cats.
I think this guy's presentation just goes to prove that you should really use professional announcers when you make presentations. Listen to Roberta. She's like the Simon Cowell. I mean, what are you going to think? It's their best line. They are so monotone. And he had a great punchline, and he just, like, blew it.
A lot of these people have what in the country say they have, and that's fear of speaking.
Yeah,
they're not good presenters. They're not like we are. They're not glib, and they're not good in front of us.
It would be so much better if they had somebody sounding like... They don't even sound excited when they're presenting these things. They sound like they're bored out of their heads.
Yeah, and that is a danger, I think.
They don't sound excited.
I like
to present something, sound excited about it.
I think the guy's nervous.
Yeah, he's trying to be professional.
He was trying to give this kind of professional presentation.
You lose, Roberta. Everybody doesn't agree with you. All right, so we've gone through Gregory Murdoch with a liaison crank, Jason Masico with Fan Time, Stephen Riddell, the disposable pet toothbrush, which really isn't a toothbrush at all, but it's good for cleaning the breath up on your dog. So next up is Shoshana Soosh with her invention, Beach Perch. We'll find out about that as we continue here. You'll be able to vote in about 10 minutes as to the one you think is the coolest on My Cool Inventions, a part of the Good Day program.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and 2 implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Do you ever wonder where your food comes from or how it was raised? You're not alone. Today's consumers are asking more questions than ever about animal welfare, hormones, and antibiotics, and whether GMO foods are safe to eat. The good news is there's a group of farm women across the country dedicated to helping you make confident food choices for you and your family. Working on everything from dairy farms to large row crop operations, these women are part of Common Ground, a grassroots organization that fosters conversations between the women who grow America's food and the women who buy it.
I'm Amy Robinette, a grass-fed beef producer and livestock processor from North Carolina. As the mother of 2 children and a Common Ground volunteer, I love sharing personal stories from our farm and helping those not connected to farming learn about today's food production.
Join the food and farming conversation at findourcommonground.com and look for Common Ground on Facebook and Twitter.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bic's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bic's pledge to save handwriting at BicFightForYourWrite.com. That's BicFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Thanks to all who for helping make this a great experience for a number of people, not only the entrepreneurs that we feature here, but also for the people that are taking advantage of the products and services that are being offered. That's the good thing. You get to find out about something new, and maybe could be the first kid on your block to have a disposable pet toothbrush. That's the way I do this thing. Be the first kid on your block. All right, so Jennifer and John and I continue with our last creator, Shoshana, which is a very good name, wonderful name, Shoshana Soosh, and her invention, Beach Party. All right, Beach Party. I'm going to the Beach Boys tonight, John. You can get me all ready. I'm ready for the Beach Party.
It could be a part of a Beach Party.
Perch.
This is actually for people that, well, let's say these fish, and you're along the shoreline.
Yeah.
You can sit down on a chair. It's not as comfortable. Or you can lean back on a chair that actually stands upright. So actually, So imagine a beach chair that instead of just laying backwards, it is up straight and then actually can go back to any angle you want it. So you can actually see better. If you want to get a tan, you can actually be standing. You flip it around, and there's actually a hole in the bottom of this, and where your head is, that your tablet or your book can be, and it's shaded because it actually has a pocket back there.
Wow.
It's a little different. You can see it online on MichaelMidgens.com.
Right.
It's something that,
it's
she's
pretty
done a lot
cool.
of work.
I'm sold.
You see it? Would you use it?
Well,
yeah, definitely. It's one of those things that girls would like when we're out in the outdoors. It makes it more comfortable.
No, that's what she likes. She likes to get tan, likes to be on the beach. She lives in Charleston, South Carolina.
So let's get the pitch. Here's Shoshana Soosh with the pitch for the Beach Perch.
The Beach Perch is the first standing beach chair. Have you ever been tired of just sitting on the beach, leaning on your elbows to tan or read and your shoulders hurt? Unable to read your phone or tablet because of the sun? Maybe you fish and want to lean on something, but you can't sit or you'll miss your mark. The Beach Perch allows you to sit, recline, or lean in a standing position with total comfort. Now you can lounge at a slant. A viewing panel with pocket allows you to read, free from sun interference. Go to mycoolinventions.com and give the Beach Perch a thumbs up. Your vote matters. Beach Perch will be featured on Kickstarter.com by mid-September. Keep up with Facebook.com/MyBeachPerch. You can kickstart the Beach Perch. Enjoy a more active and healthier beach experience with the Beach Perch. Remember, thumbs up for the Beach Perch on MyCoolInventions.com. I need your vote. Beach Perch and Fisherman's Perch, a new slant on the beach.
She got right to it and on time as well. That was a good pitch.
Well, you know what her product name is, right?
Beach Perch.
Yeah, she said it, I don't know, what, eight,
how many
nine,
times?
10 times?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way to do it, though. She's learned the lesson. Do any of these people get professional training before they do their first pitch? Do you know?
Well, our producers talk to them before the show.
Yeah.
And they give them kind of an idea, a good outline, so that at least they're not going on the completely cold, right?
Right,
so
Jen.
You don't want them to, like, go on and just not.
No, you got
to
be warmed up a bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Jen, what'd you think? Oh, wait a minute. Jennifer had to do the butches. Yeah, okay. So, now, we have so many different hats to wear here. She's gone from one radio program to another radio program.
No.
So now, all right. I think in terms of where this goes, of all the things that we've talked about today, this and maybe the disposable pet toothbrush, if there's a better job done explaining it, would be the winners. You agree with that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they seem well thought out. I know that some of them need a little more production work. I know the toothbrush needs work. The fan time needs work.
Mm-hmm.
Because they really, they've got to make sure that what they have is really going to work and will do for them.
Right.
I thought that the Liaison Crank, it's a niche product.
Mm-hmm.
It's for people that have those kinds of straps. That's still a good item.
Yep.
It's not a bad invention. It's just it's very niche and it's not going to get a huge cross section of America.
All right, so tell us what you think. Vote for one of these four at mycoolinventions.com, or you can text. They're all listed there. You can take the abbreviations that have been put up by John. Text which one you think needs to have the go at 22333. And good luck to all these people. Let's see who wins. We'll have the announcement for you next week during this affiliated work that we do together on Good Day with My Cool Inventions. I'm Doug Steffen.
How do you you celebrate your anniversary. With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our Love for Color anniversary sale, August 14th through the 17th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Now 53 past the hour, as an overview of what's going on in the case of our talkers list of the top 10 items conversationally, the top 10 talk radio topics. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, our lawyer, college professor, man who's an expert on various legal things like scams and identity theft, here to go through some of the items that we have in the list of the top 10, the immigration policy discussion, and how in the world, it's number four this week, Steve, how in the world California gets away with the immigration attitude that they have, where half of the new licenses are going to illegals, and people are now outraged finding out, according to the front page story in the LA Times this week, that the reason for the delay, when you go to the DMV, we all know no matter what state you're in, it's a horror show, but in California, you could wait 8 hours to get a license, and half the people in the line in front of you are illegal.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely nonsensical because, you know, frankly, it shows the benign turning of the heads of the Justice Department, because if the Justice Department really wanted to enforce the laws,
right.
And it demeans the laws when you don't enforce them.
So that's
them.
When people could go up and come to say, I'm not going to obey that law. These people don't. Why should I obey any laws?
I just wondered, and, you know, if, gee, we're trying to look for illegals, well, then just go to the registered
motor
vehicles.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is something where we've had a real odd mix of attitudes, particularly there are certain cities that say they will not turn in illegal aliens. These are sanctuary cities.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, we need a policy. We need a true, consistent policy, and no one seems to be able to have the guts to do that.
That's why Trump and Fiorina, though, are getting as much. This is the number one issue with so many people, and that's why Trump and Fiorina, I think, are getting the sort of traction that they are.
Yeah,
all right.
They're hitting a nerve. I mean, I'm not a Trump fan as a candidate, but the fact is he is pointing out some real ridiculous hypocrisy when it comes to the enforcement of immigration laws.
And how many times have we got angry because these politicians keep their mouths shut? You want them to speak out. You want them to hand over the people that are here that ought not to be here. We give the power to the illegals, and nobody quite figures out, other than they figure they're going to vote for them. I mean, what's the real reason behind this? There's no good reason other than these people, if you give them an illegal a car license, okay, so let them go vote, and they'll vote for me because I made it possible for them to get a car, a driver's license.
Well, of course, also, what an insult to a legal immigrant who does go through the system and, you know, works hard to do so. You know, I also, part of me, maybe a little bit cynical, wonders about the illegals who are performing labor services here and corporations that don't give a damn, that tell certain politicians not to give a damn.
Right. Okay. All right. So that's number four this week. Number five, Mrs. Clinton and her emails. Is there anything the Justice Department supposedly chasing her around? Now it appears all of the towers have been sent in, but oh, wait a minute, they've all been erased.
You know, I can't help but think, regardless of what people's opinion is of Hillary Clinton, that this thing is a manufactured problem that is no problem.
Starting with Fox
she was
News.
Using a private system at a time when it was legal to do so. The law was not changed until after. When you're talking about emails that were sent on business that was done for in the State Department, they were sent to other people who also had their emails were accessible. You know, she's turned her emails over. Now they're saying, wow, there's classified material she had on a private server. Well, guess what? The materials weren't classified at the time she had them on the private server. And then when you look at now John Kerry saying that he's being hacked, I don't know, maybe she was a little bit smarter with the security. But to me, this is just a manufactured issue, just like Benghazi was.
Yep. 42 million immigrants in the United States. All together, some legal, some illegal. Pretty amazing how that works. I'm going back a little bit to the immigration policy.
Yeah.
I don't hear much from Mrs. Clinton about that.
No. She is a very careful,
smart
politician when it comes to weighing her words, and she certainly, wants the Hispanic population and voters, and I think she's going to tread lightly on immigration and stay away from it as much as she can.
30 seconds or less on the river spill and the EPA, and who's going to pay for that?
You know, the EPA doesn't have the teeth that it should, and that's part of Congress gutting them, so hopefully they will get industry to do that.
All right, 59 past the hour. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here is our official legal expert.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.